All right. Well, thank you for joining us for this theatrical coffee. We have Taylor Finley and Gabby Histan Salgado from the Bethel Actors Guild. What are we here to talk about today?
Yeah, good morning. So we have our second fully staged production debuting this weekend. Gabby, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap.
Who's Agatha Christie?
An author, a British author, murder mysteries. That's what she's known for.
Yeah, like Murder on the Orient Express.
Murder on the Nile.
I didn't realize she was a playwright as well. My mom was very into her novels, I remember growing up. That's all I know of Agatha Christie.
Yeah, and the story with Mousetrap, everyone's like, it's been on the West End for like almost 60-something years at this point. People are like, why isn't there a movie? And Agatha Christie wrote The Mousetrap and was like, really liked it, but didn't expect it to be so huge. And so like decided to adapt the play and like give the rights to her, I think it was like nephew. It's like, this cool thing I did, here you go, buddy. And like the very next year, the play opened and never stopped running, which was definitely not expected. And so the film rights and the play rights and the rights to the book all belong to the estate of Agatha Christie. And in those rights, it explicitly states that no filmmaking can happen as long as the play is still running.
And it's still running.
Which is so wild. I thought that was a fun story. But yeah, Agatha, a real one.
Yeah, I Googled longest running show in the world and it blew my mind. I'm like, that's got to be Phantom of the Opera or something else. This is the longest in the world. And how is that?
Well, I think the ability of the audience to like be engaged in like figuring it out, and there's like a special audience engagement secret that happens at the end, and that's like really famous in the theater world. Like keeping the Mousetrap secret is really famous in your big theater spaces. I was just rewatching Ted Lasso, and they talked about the Mousetrap in Ted Lasso, so it's just like it's really deeply ingrained, especially in like British culture, and so it's just like a part of common vernacular. It's just been around for so long, and they took 1 6-month break for COVID, and I was like, what the heck? Pretty cool.
There was a COVID break then.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
So I guess you can't, if someone's wondering why is it called The Mousetrap, that remains, you have to go to the show to find out.
You have to go to the show to find out.
So how is this show coming together, and what can people expect?
I mean, you can expect a locked door mystery, some fun characters, I don't want to give anything away.
I mean, we can set the very basic scene. Picture this.
Picture this. You've got a guest house in
a charming country estate
in England, 1950s.
Just outside of London.
About 30 miles outside of London. And they just opened, and the guests are arriving. It's a snowy day. The roads are becoming hard to travel by, and people are starting to show up. And so that's kind of, that's where we start. Where it goes from there, is anyone's guess. You'll have to come and see.
There's a lot of mystery and hijinks that occur between the snowstorm and the end of the play.
But it's shaping out really well.
Yeah.
It's been great to be in a building, as many of our listeners know. Last year for Bag's first fully staged show in this iteration of Bag, we were outside, and it was, it was great. It was amazing to do Shakespeare in the Park, but it was cold and it was windy. And
I was there. And it was windy.
Evan was running board for us, doing all the sound, and he was just getting hit with the rain and with the sand, and we had a speaker fall over, and
The drop rip in half,
our characters being tumbleweeds as they go across. So it's been really nice to be in a building, especially with the weather that we're having right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of new actors to come out for auditions this year, which has been really great to just see, the Bag family growing and seeing how many great actors are in Bethel and who want to be in theater and trying something new. I mean, last year we did a comedy, a classic Shakespeare comedy, and this year we're doing this, like, locked door mystery, but, like, campy locked door mystery. Mm-hmm. So it's got those silly elements, like very, it can be very silly, but also like very serious. And yeah, I think it's coming together great.
Totally. It's been really awesome. We, Bethel Actors Guild, is part of the Violence Prevention Coalition with TWC and KYUK and lots of other entities around town. And so since acting in theater is such like a positive, healthy activity, we were actually able to use the Teen Center space, which is now like back in action and used for all kinds of awesome activities. So if you've been to the Teen Center before, you're not going to recognize it.
The former 4-H building.
Exactly. Yes.
In City Sub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. 519 Mission Drive, old 4-H building, current Teen Center. That's awesome. Where we're at.
Yeah, that was a big deal when you got the funding from the city to mm-hmm, help mm-hmm. procure that and that space.
Yes, it's been amazing. Shout out City of Bethel. It's so great to be there. But literally last week we had summer meals through LKSD in the morning, and then we had Teens Acting Against Violence in the afternoon. And then with KYUK, we were making You Pick Word of the Week. And then after that, there was a Cusco Drifters little concert. And then Bag was in there scene painting. And I'm like, what an amazing space. What an amazing opportunity. Those are so many positive, healthy community things happening just because we have a place to be now. Like, yay Bag, yay everything. Love it so much.
That's but, awesome.
Yeah, huge shout out to our fellow board member Rachel. She has pretty
Urbaugh,
much Rachel Urbaugh. She's on our board as well, and she designed the set, the props, the props, the lights, and the sound.
She's done everything.
And when you walk into that building, it looks like you're in somebody's living room. It's like it looks fantastic.
It feels like a theater space. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know why. Yesterday when I walked in was the first day that we were doing our first like full dress rehearsal. The backdrop was there, the sounds were there, the lights were there,
furniture
yeah. was there. It kind of smelled like a theater space. And I was like, nothing in this room has changed from the smell, but like everything around it is making all the like senses be like, I'm in a little theater.
Mm-hmm. And this show opens this Friday, August 7th at the
yep,
Teen Center.
That's correct.
And this is your directorial debut, Gabby?
Yeah, it is. It's been kind of intimidating. I've had a lot of fun. I'm not well versed in theater, and so going into this being like, I know what I want to see and I know what I want my actors to do, where at the same time I can't be like, I'm like, I don't know the technical jargon. And so it's been a learning experience. But I've had such a great cast. They understand that this is my first time directing, and they've been very supportive and understanding, and such a great crew. Big shout out to Kelly Kornmeyer, who's been my stage manager and been doing like really awesome work. Because like 2 weeks into rehearsing, our main character moved away.
And you became.
And I stepped into that role as well. So not only am I directing for the first time, I'm also acting in the show. So Kelly was able to step in and essentially become my co-director and really help me, because I can't see what's going on, mm-hmm. especially if I'm in the scene. And figuring that out has been a challenge, but it's been a really great experience. And I'm so glad that I was able to do this. And I don't know much Agatha Christie, but this has like pushed me to go learn more because I've really enjoyed The Mousetrap.
And you're in dress rehearsals all this week preparing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then so you have Friday, it opens Friday evening, Saturday evening, there's a second show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are the times there? And then
7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
And then Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, we've got a matinee at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Nice. And what should people bring in terms of expectations, admission?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Teen Center, 519 Mission Drive, we have very limited parking. So you may need to park at Pinky's Park or within the neighborhood somewhere. So keep that in mind. We seat about 60. So if we happen to have more than 60, we have a hard cap. So we may have to ask some people to come the next night if it's a huge turnout. The play runs about 2.5 hours with an intermission. In the space, we will have bathrooms and water available, and we will have concessions for sale. Mm-hmm. The admission is totally free, but we do have a suggested donation of $10, and we'll have like QR codes to support BAG if you are able to. So free entry and collecting donations to keep BAG going and concessions for sale.
Yeah, I mean, being the longest running show in the world, it should be full, right?
That's what I'm thinking. People have been waiting for this.
Mm-hmm. It's finally here in Bethel. Yes.
Yeah, and you guys all in Bethel Actors Guild all put in your free time toward this work.
Yes.
Outside
yes.
of what you do as a job. And how much has Bethel Actors Guild grown over the last couple years since you jump-started it back up, revived it? Because it was all but defunct before.
Yeah. Yeah, we sort of decided we missed it, had the capacity, and started just like in the radio room at KUK with five of us. Last year, our production had 16 in it. This year, like, we're in a space with all, we have all of our own equipment. And we've actually, in the future, we've started partnering with LKSD. We've started partnering with SWAG. So now we're able to, like, really work collectively and bring theater into new spaces. So we're just, like, off to the races. We've grown so much and are really sort of starting to legitimize as an entity, which is super, super exciting.
Are you focused on live theater versus radio plays? Because you've done a pair of radio plays and you've done Shakespeare and now you're going for this Agatha Christie.
I think
classic.
A, we're listening to what people are interested in and what people have capacity for. You know, it's a little easier to do a radio play on a volunteer basis just because you don't have to memorize lines and you don't have to build a set. So it's a little more accessible. And if that's what we hear from people, that's what we will do. But like the heart of hearts goal, the big future hope is that we can continue to do all live, fully staged productions.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally love a radio play.
I love a radio
like
play,
I feel like I might be a little biased, though. but yeah, doing Christmas Carol
was fun.
Was so fun, and having that be like partly staged, and but every time we've done a radio play, I've always been like, okay, when's the next staged play?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When can we go up there and be those characters?
Well, how many people has it grown to? Because this is a pretty small cast in Mousetrap. It's like less than 10 people.
Yeah, there's eight. I think at auditions we had about 16-ish people. We had talked about doing a double cast, but then with logistics and people having life, we decided one cast was best. But then behind the scenes, we have a lot of support, a lot of help, people coming to help paint, donating things, building things. I'd say like we could do a production with 20 people and make it happen. And that is with a full tech support. So yeah, from starting with five of us to probably 20 to 30 of us. It's been really awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like I said earlier, it is a small cast, but, you know, five of the eight of us have never been in a BAG production before. So you get new faces this time. There were 16 in Midsummer and everyone was new, but there were a lot of board members in Midsummer as well. And in this one, there's one board member because I got thrown in at the end, but
it happens in Bethel.
It happens. But a lot of new people, who I think will just come back and hopefully one day we'll get those people who are in Midsummer back. But like, just because the cast is small, like the organization itself is growing.
Yeah. And I actually heard, someone mention that the new teen center, the new space feels more like a appropriate for theater. You don't need microphonic amplification like the Shakespeare one where you were like, people were amazed you were able to commandeer a playground and turn it into a set for a very involved production. But is this place where you see yourself kind of building this thing and living for the coming years?
You know, it kind of depends on the future of the Violence Prevention Coalition, but it's a great space. The acoustics are amazing. The size is perfect. I really hope we will be able to use this space again and again.
I guess the last question is for people who aren't familiar with the theater, myself included, I guess, who might rather see a high-budget film at Cervic Cinema, why come and see live theater? Why experience that?
That's a really, really great question. Director Gabby, do you want to start?
Oh, man. I don't know. For me, personally, there's something about going to live theater that you don't get in the movie. In the movies, there's like a connection. You are an audience member, but you somehow become, and I feel especially in like the Mousetrap, you become part of the show. You're, you know, it's physically closer to you, and so there's like this immersion that takes place. And I don't know, for me, whenever I sit down to see live theater, I'm just blown away. Because not only are you like immersed in it more, but also because it's local, like small local theater, you know everybody on stage. Mm-hmm. And or you'll see them in the grocery store the next week. Like, these are people in your community, and you can, it's a community event where you can like celebrate what is great about Bethel, and one of those things is BAG.
For sure.
Awesome. Anything to add, Taylor?
Yeah, I think that theater is a collective art form, and performing to an empty space feels different energetically. It feels different in your body. Like, when you sit down as an audience member and when you have an audience to perform with, the show transforms and changes, and the energy that you feel is totally incomparable to watching a movie. Being a part of it in such a way that, you know, you're seeing and smelling and feeling the same things together, it's really powerful, and it's something many people haven't experienced and is sort of like not the norm anymore. And I think getting back into the theater and getting back into that like collective mentality of like, we create art together, instead of watching, you know, the 87th Marvel movie, which no shade to that, it's just a different experience. And I think it's so powerful and community driven, and builds a lot of healthy skills and a lot of healthy like patterns and habits. So we love live theater.
Well, it's really cool to see the progression and how it's come from the ashes, and you're bringing it back for this second ambitious production, the longest running show in the world, The Mousetrap.
Yeah.
The Mousetrap. If you can just give the basic details out, and we'll go out on that here.
Absolutely. So our first show is Friday, August 7th at 7 p.m. We'll have a show on August 8th at 7 p.m. And then our final show is August 9th at 3 p.m. Doors open a half hour before show starts. Admission is free, which is very exciting. And there will be concessions. There is a bathroom. This is exciting because we had our show in the park last year, but there's a bathroom at the teen center. And yeah, come check out The Mousetrap. It's going to be great. And can you solve the mystery before the end of the show?
I don't know. Remains to be seen, I guess.
Who done it?
And it's on Mission Road.
Yeah, 519 Mission Drive, right by Philly's.
The former 4-H building, now the Teen Center building on Mission Drive. Come on out, see The Mousetrap this weekend.
Yay.
Thank you.
See it twice.
Or thrice.
That was Gabby Heastand-Salgado and Taylor Finley with the Bethel Actors Guild speaking with me, KYUK's Evan Erickson, about The Mousetrap, a theatrical production that debuts Friday and runs through this weekend in Bethel.